It's time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today in studio, I have Landry Anderson. We're going to be discussing the Go Gold Memorial Walk that's coming up. This is the second annual, correct, Landry? How are you today?
Third annual.
Man, you're plugging right along then, aren't you?
Yep.
So let's talk about where the idea from this came from and what it has kind of morphed into today.
Well, when I was planning this, it was September, and I kind of had just taken inspiration from Kindness Rocks in general, and I just wanted it to mean something to a more specific group of people. And you don't really realize how much childhood cancer affects everybody around you, especially within our community, until you start doing something like this. So I know I wanted to keep doing it and make it an annual event.
Yeah, it's one of those things that you don't, as you said, you don't know until you start asking, huh?
Mm-hmm.
And you've kind of been, have you kind of been, I mean, the first 2 years were going fairly well, and this year you said you've kind of been maybe a little overwhelmed, or you've had more people come out this year than you thought?
Yeah, overwhelmed is a word you could use. I think I've just had so much more support this year. It's just grown so much. So I'm very happy and excited about that.
And this all started, this was a project that you worked on when you were with the Price City Youth Council, and you've kind of taken it and run with it now, and it's your project. And, you know, as we were talking before we came on, this is, if it's you now, it's all you. And if something's not right, you can change it. You can make it the way you want. And have you had to do that, or have you kind of stayed the course with everything the way it's been so far?
Well, a lot of things have stayed the same since I was doing most of the planning when I was with the Price Youth Council, but I've decided that I was going to take it with me, and it's just, I've had a lot more freedom, like you said. It is all on me, and that can be stressful, but it's been very rewarding because I get to be in control of it.
And so let's get into the part of it. You had a couple of nights back in early September where you invited people to come out and paint rocks, and you know, yes, it's geared towards childhood cancer, and as we said, you know, you're surprised how many people have been touched or know somebody until you start asking. But that's not the only thing that you're looking for when it comes to these things, is it?
No. So anything positive in general, the whole point of it is to just show support to those in your community and those around you. So anything positive just in general at all to help promote kind of the awareness, whether you knew somebody or not, it's not a requirement.
And the other part of this is, and that, you know, goes to show me that you have had quite a bit of a outpouring this year, is you're still allowing people to paint rocks. So if they want to do that, if they've got an idea or something that they want to do, what do they need to do?
So I do have quite a few rocks left that they can contact me at my email, gogoldmemorial@gmail.com, or any of my social medias, and I can get one delivered to them. I can paint one for you if you want me to put a name or a memory or anything like that. Or even if you just want to paint your own and bring it on Saturday, anything can be added to the memorial.
So. And you're going to do that, as you said, all the way up until Saturday morning. Now let's talk about the walk itself. This is going to be Saturday the 23rd at 8 a.m. Where are we meeting at?
So we're going to meet at the north parking lot for the Price River Walk, which is behind JB's.
Okay. And then will you have some sort of a ceremony before you start on the walk, or are you just going to kind of get everybody together and just take off?
So yeah, everybody kind of gathers. I have a little speech I say, and yeah, then we walk.
And then you walk. And you said that the tree that it's on is all the way down at the other end of the walkway, which is down off of, just off of Carbon Avenue, correct?
Yep, that's correct. So you get to spend the whole trail talking and getting to know each other, the new people that come to the event, and just showing your support for each other and for the cause.
And then at the end there, and I've seen a few pictures of the ones that are already there, it looks like it's quite an outpouring, as we said before. And so you can walk all the way down there and then look and you know, can people, even if they haven't, can they take their rock they just worked on and put down there at that time as well?
Yep, if they're adding it, yep.
So you can take it down there, put it on there with the walk, and just be a part of this great event. Once again, it's going on this Saturday, the 23rd, 8 a.m. in the north parking lot of the walkway there, just behind JB's. You'll take off on your walk, you'll go down to the tree, and all the rocks will be there, or you can put your own rock there, and then you can walk all the way back. And it's gonna be a great, great morning. Landry, thank you so much for putting in the time and the effort and taking care of all this. We really appreciate it. And we'll talk again soon, I'm sure, for the fourth annual.
That's right. It means so much to me. Thank you for having me.
Anytime. Now, For more information on interviews like this, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.